That's why.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, one of you should attach the mic. So
Nikita, maybe.
Okay.
Nikita, do you want this one or this mic?
Which one?
I will give you this mic.
How can I use it?
So put this in your like pocket, and this one you attach to your. Yeah.
Is it correct? Because I'm bad with mics, for instance.
Yeah, that should work. Yeah, maybe. Can you point it upward? Maybe like this, I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I'll just speak and test it.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about it.
So are you ready?
It's not.
Oh fuck!
I need to try to share.
Sorry. It shows here.
Yeah, it shows there, but not.
The Lima is out.
The green line on the green. Are you gonna how do you say that do the
I will do my
hustle.
Yeah. So you're ready? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, next up we have a talk called Volte for Force, Voice over LTE. I'm pretty sure we all want to see that on Linux Mobile. And this talk was originally supposed to be given by Marius from Ubiport, but Marius is not here today, so please give it up for Nikita and Ivan instead.
So, hello everyone. I'm Nikita Ukrenko from the Ubiport community and also working for ILA. People mostly know me from Telegram as NotKit, and since Marius is not here, we cannot be his replacement, but we try to say what we have learned so far when trying to make the Volte LTE work on Ubuntu Touch and other mobile Linux distros, and currently it's still a huge mess, but let's see. I hope that we can get more people involved into this, and if you want, you can stay here to discuss on how we can implement Volte LTE on more Linux distros and what can we do together based on our understanding.
Can you turn up the volume, like you put the mic up or something?
A little bit.
Yep. Okay. Is it much better now?
Yes.
Yeah. Great.
And not, can you put the chat says not yet, so please, can you raise it up, like speak more into it, I guess? Oh, yeah, there's some delay, okay, yeah.
Good.
Just go on, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So I expect people in this room are familiar with voice over LTE and what is it for, but briefly, just a communication standard for voice calls over LTE networks. And there are similar standards for voice over Wi-Fi and voice over 5G networks, which is called VoNR, basically. The main reason we have to worry about those things is that GSM and 3G networks are now becoming scarce resource, and if you want to make calls from our mobile Linux distros, we need to implement this Volte LTE at some point. And if you had voice over Wi-Fi, it allows for other cool things, like when you're in roaming, you can try to connect to your mobile operator endpoint and make local calls to your home country at local prices, not roaming prices. Yeah. So let's start from how it currently works on Android. That's a picture we stole from NHS website. The point here is that there is modem firmware. On top of it, there is modem interface library, or a library that is used by RIL, which stands for Radio Interface Layer on Android. On top of it, it provides IHDL server, which implements IHDL radio interface. And on recent Android versions, it became IHDL instead, but that's not what we care about at the moment. So the frameworks part are the ones that implement the communication with HDL radio interface, and there are vendor-specific IMS parts which plug into IMS Android interfaces, but the vendor implementation is closed source and unfortunately device-specific as well, or at least chipset-specific. When we go to Ubuntu Touch, we keep those four bottom layers, but we don't have the frameworks anymore. And here the problem comes that the IMS parts that are provided by the frameworks are now gone. And we have, instead of frameworks, we have a Ofono that talks to radio interface. And Ofono is talked to by telepathy Ofono or other layers, telepathic on distro. On selfish shows, we use telepathy ring, but in just implementation details. So if we don't have the IMS part of frameworks, what can we do now? From here, we have multiple options. First, we can re-implement the Android frameworks part of IMS, so it can still talk to vendor radio interface, and that's how it's currently done on Selfish OS for Xperia 10.2 and 10.3. It's also been tested to work for other Qualcomm devices, but unfortunately, the plugin by Yola is currently closed source, as it relies on Qualcomm-specific headers, and I think Yola is afraid of some legal stuff that's going to happen if it's publicly released. On Ubuntu Touch, we've been trying to use the same plugin currently. But the problem is that the Qualcomm IMS part is black box, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't, for no reason.
And it's quite hard to actually understand what's happening, because basically what's the Ofono part sending is just asking the module, hey, can you connect to the IMS for me? And the module just answers, yes, I can, and that's it. So you don't know when it's connecting, why it's connecting, how it's connecting, and it's a complete black box.
So as you see on the picture, we can try to write an IMS plugin, and we plug it between HDL radio interface and Ofono, or some other telephony layer. It works, but it's device-specific, and it's, well, a bit of a pain. Yeah. I've been trying to write a similar plugin for MediaTek devices now. And the idea of it is very simple. Like, you tell modem, okay, please enable IMS. Here is the IMS APN. Connect to it. Copy config from some path. But whether it works or not, it's a bit of luck, yeah, depending on your career.
The positive of this approach is actually that you don't need a 4G and a 4G network knowledge. And so you don't need voice over LTE knowledge. But it's a black box. And if it works, works. If it don't, you don't know why.
Yeah. So second option we have, it's very similar to the first I mentioned, but it's maybe interesting for mainline people, and that's why I'm mentioning it. So we can ignore completely the HDL Android parts, and you just write a library or, I don't know, of a driver that talks to modem firmware directly. That's how it currently works on PinePhone, actually, because on PinePhone, the Qualcomm modem is a separate USB modem, and you can tell the modem via QMI to enable IMS and VoLTE. So it's the same black box approach, but on a bit lower level. And I don't think we will use it on Helium distros, because it will cause a mess if Android and direct modem interface communication done at the same time. But it's possible, yeah.
This approach requires at least a little bit understanding of the network stack.
And you need to also know your modem firmware protocol. On Qualcomm, it's QMI, as mainline people probably know. And on MediaTek, it's interestingly, AT Commons, but of course, a modified set of AT Commons.
Yeah.
And then the most annoying approach, but also maybe the most interesting, is that we can tell the modem to set up a data connection to IMS APN and interface with mobile service operator services on network transport layer, and here it becomes a real mess of standards and protocols.
Basically, that's the end goal. But we wanted to show you how the voice over LTE stack looks like, and that's the picture. It's not only the voice over LTE. Here's the full 4G stack, how it looks like, and the voice over LTE in the network is going over. Just a second. So this is the TCP/IP network stack. This is the protocol, the transport protocol used for the 4G network and the voice over LTE network. And then we are going for the stack which we showed you previously. So the end goal, our end goal, is trying to implement this on software so it be open source for every distro to use. But it, as you can imagine, it's a quite a challenge.
But it can also allow for some interesting things to do. Like there is a project to perform the SIM card authentication and set up encrypted AKA V2 IPsec tunnel to the mobile operator endpoint from your laptop. So it makes it a bit easier to debug if you can just use the phone for authentication and then you set up the voice over Wi-Fi connection from your host PC. And there are multiple projects who try to implement the open source telephony. The most promising one is currently Duobango for IMS services, but sadly it has been unmaintained for the last 5 years or so, and it's in a working shape, but we will probably need to figure out a lot of throw angles later on. However, courtesy of Mohammed, who also wanted to make it here to Brussels, but it was refused a Belgian visa, sadly. Yeah, we have a screenshot of Duobango connecting to the mobile operator endpoint via IPsec tunnel for voice over Wi-Fi, and it tried to receive a call, but it couldn't because audio part wasn't really working. But at least it could receive an SMS. Here are those symbols you see. Because SMS uses UTF-16 text encoding and the console is UTF-8. So it did receive something, and that's how where we are currently.
Yeah.
So if to summarize the setup part is that we have voice over LTE working with device-specific using Android radio interface on selfish OS and on Ubuntu Touch with Android and with Selfish OS plugin, but only for specific Qualcomm devices. We have something cooking for MediaTek, and we tried the third option for interfacing with IMS services in software. Both of them, all three of them are possible, but we're not there yet. And since Marius is not here, he cannot speak about all the operator weirdnesses he encountered over the road, but we are open for discussion, and if there are other mobile Linux projects who want to get voice LTE working, it would be nice to see how we could collaborate.
Yeah, thank you.
Do we have any questions? Or maybe in the chat room?
There.
There's a question. Can you pass the mic?
Okay, so you're Ubuntu Touch, I get that right. And who is developing Ofono? I was sort of wondering who is pushing this these kinds of efforts forward.
It's an interesting question. Yeah. So even Ofono is not. We have multiple forks of Ofono. The upstream one is I don't know who are the developers of upstream one. It was sponsored by Intel at some point, by Migo, but they have some community maintenance at least for Ofono. But the Ofono version we are using for is developed by Yola for selfish OS. and it's heavily forked from the upstream of Phono Sedley, but they have been enforced by Adam Peak to bring latest of Phono changes back into Selfish Eyes fork. So it's closer to upstream of Phono and it can be used for PinePhone on Selfish Eyes.
Right.
And the Phono Binder plugin I've been talking about has been developed by Slava Monich, also inside Yola. But
and is there any like a cooperation with Yola, or are you just taking their stuff and developing it forward? I have a Selfish, so I'm interested in it for like from the user perspective. It never worked for me, by the way.
So. Obviously, the surface of the fork is open source, and when it's possible, we try to make upstream MRs, but the code base is quite diverse, so yeah, currently we are taking from Phono and building on top of it.
Thank you.
So I saw there's a question in the chat.
So somebody asks, on the Librem, I learned that it can be very carrier-specific whether voiceover LTE works or not, and that carriers white or blacklist specific modems. Is there anything we can do in this regard, like spoofing modems?
So there are multiple carrier-level specific things. First, each phone has vendor-specific configs provided by its vendor. For example, on Qualcomm, you have vendor firmware MNC partition, then it has image modem subfolder, and for many carriers there is a carrier-specific modem firmware configuration,
yeah.
And it's very much assigned black box. We cannot do anything about it. We can try to load configuration from a different carrier and whatnot, but as Alan would say from Sony, do not do this, you will break the carrier's network. So I think the detection of modem on carrier level is mainly done by a few parts. First is the AMI of your phone, which you cannot spoof in most cases, and there is also user agent. The user agent part, when connecting to the IMS service on the network stack level, of course, it can be spoofed.
Okay, thanks. Any more questions from the room? Yes, at the very back. One sec.
So a bit related to this, are you encountering any pushback from carriers because you could potentially be messing with our stack?
Well, I guess we are too small for carriers to care about us unless we break something too bad. So not at the moment at least, but who knows.
Do we have another question in the room? Yeah.
Hi, just by chance I saw on the schedule for later today there's some talk provide VoLTE using OpenZIPS. Have you ever heard of OpenSIPS and is that interesting for us?
Cool. Yeah, I haven't heard of them, but it would be nice to check their talk and see if it can be run on Linux and whatnot. Can you get some?
Just to expand on the previous question a little bit, in order to not have problems with the carriers, I'm also trying to set up just a 4G network with a software-defined radio, a private one, so we can test whatever we like without breaking stuff, you know.
Okay, maybe from the chat again.
Are there any plans to upstream Phono changes to kernel.org or Phono version?
I don't know. I cannot speak for Phono developers at Yellow City.
Okay. Is there another question? Okay. Yeah, I guess then we close it. Give another round of applause, please.
We talked in a video chat at some point from SysmoCom.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So this is also your how do you say that? Your field. Did you get any further with it or?
No.
Not really, no. No, I think it's a little bit with everyone that is such a, like with marriage that got it working but couldn't figure out why it sometimes works, sometimes doesn't work. Yeah, so it's, I don't know. We just need to to have a different approach with everybody. Is this your bag?
No, that belongs here. So,
yeah. Are you also later with the mobile
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay.
It's also small. Nothing that much specific.
Books ready? No.
And you have some more minutes, we end it early, so it's like 9 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
I'm trying to make sure everything, like,